But they're pretty warm, especially if you get them chinked good, you know.
Is it, what's that?
Chinking them?
Uh-huh.
Putting either mud or cement between the logs on both sides. Just, you've seen the chinks.
So they always used mud or cement. Anything else they could use?
Oh, yeah. We used Commodore on the chicken coops. Worked fine.
Didn't it sort of stink the place up?
Oh, no. That doesn't stink very long. No, it didn't stink at all. In fact, when it dried out, as far as that goes.
So you have to apply that wet, I guess.
Yeah. Get it fresh out of the gutter and put it on.
Now, are there any, for example, any places around here? And I've noticed sometimes when you come in places here in Wyoming, there's a little metal thing outside the door. You know what I'm talking about? A little metal thing right outside the door. What's that called?
Golden medallion?
Is that what? What's that?
It means that you've got electric heat all the way through.
Oh, I see. But I mean,
there is.
I meant down on the floor.
Threshold?
On the ground. I've heard them maybe called scrapers.
Oh, yeah. We used to have mud scrapers, we call them. They're manure scrapers. Mud scrapers, what we call them.
Do they still have those mud
scrapers? Oh, yeah. And then the good ones have little cleats of metal. And then on the sides are brushes.
Uh-huh.
And you can brush the side of your shoes and get everything off the soles. Easy.
I see. Okay. Well, what are your plans for this weekend after you survive this interview?
Well, I got to get some flowers for my wife's grave. She's dead. And that's about all. I might ride around the country a little bit or something.
Maybe watch a baseball game on TV?
You know, that don't interest me hardly at all. Hardly at all. Sports don't interest me hardly at all. I might, if they had a good nature show, I'd watch it.
Uh-huh.
Because I want knowledge. I don't know what it's going to give me, but I just like to know things. I like to know the plants I'm around. And I like to know the places. For instance, in Utah, they ask about 200 or 300 college kids, the states that bounded Utah, and only about 50 could answer, or 60. Just don't know where they're at. I said, I wouldn't get out of the house if I was you. You'll get lost.
Yeah, it's true.